This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The fire is out at the nuclear plant in Ukraine, a fire ignited by a Russian attack. No radiation was released, say UN and Ukrainian officials. The UN says the Russians hit a training center at the plant, not the reactor. Three Ukrainian troops reportedly were killed. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with where things stand now in Ukraine as the Russian invasion is in its second week.
Russian forces have captured the southern city of Kherson, a vital Black Sea port of 280,000 people. Ukrainian officials have confirmed the takeover of the government headquarters there, making it the first major city to fall since the invasion began. Elsewhere, heavy fighting has continued on the outskirts of another strategic port, Mariupol, knocking out the city's electricity, heat and water systems.
Here in the U.S., Republicans and Democrats in Congress want to stop Russian oil imports to the U.S. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are calling for the Biden administration to ban U.S. imports of Russian oil as a further punishment for the invasion of Ukraine. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
This is actually something that can make a difference, that can get Putin's attention.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agrees.
I'm all for that. Ban it.
But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Thursday
that would raise prices at the gas pump for the American people.
To which Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia responded,
for the sake of humankind, this is not right. And for us to think it might be an inconvenience?
A bipartisan bill to halt Russian oil imports is in the works on Capitol Hill.
Gas is now an eye-popping $3.84 a gallon on average, says the AAA. That's about 11 cents a gallon higher than just yesterday. This is AP News. Now to California, and what appeared at the time to be a kidnapping.
A Northern California woman whose 2016 disappearance set off a frantic search faces charges for allegedly lying about her kidnapping. When young mother Sherry Papini failed to pick up her kids from daycare in Redding, California 5 years ago, her case terrified the community. She was found near Sacramento on Thanksgiving Day after going missing for 3 weeks. She told authorities she had been kidnapped at gunpoint. Now Papini is under arrest, charged with lying to federal agents and defrauding the state of $30,000 provided by the Victim Compensation Board. Police say she hurt herself to back up her false statements, and that in 2020, DNA found on her clothing led to a former boyfriend. An affidavit to the court says he told investigators she was actually staying with him in Orange County. Statements backed up by a witness and data from burner cell phones that they had been using. U.S. Attorney Philip Talbert says time and resources that could have been used for actual crimes and victims were wasted. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.